Kenton Lee was in Kenya in 2007 when he observed that too many children were wearing shoes that didn't fit, or no shoes at all. As any parent knows, keeping shoes on the feet of growing children is a Sisyphean effort. Kent returned to the United States, committed to creating a shoe that would grow with the foot, shoes that children in developing countries could hold onto and use without outgrowing. He found a usable, comfortable, and even stylish design with his childhood friend, Andrew Cruz, and he started the Nampa-based nonprofit, Because International, to distribute the shoes. Kent Lee and Andrew Cruz join me in the studio now. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Let's go back to the beginning, Kent. What brought you to Nairobi in 2007?
Well, I'll be a little honest. A girl broke up with me right before graduating college, and so my my plans changed. But, you know, a big part of it was I wanted to see the world, wanted to see some of the issues that I had only read about or seen online, and so I just really wanted to experience a little bit of life outside of Idaho, even though I love it here. And I traveled for about a year after college, and just a life-changing year.
What did you see in Kenya on the children? And of all the issues in this African nation, you thought, wow, this is one I can get involved in?
You know, for me, I was kind of overwhelmed by all that I saw. Life in Kenya was very different than life here in Idaho. And it's not a broken place by any means, but so many issues. And so for this one in particular, as I just kind of noticed this, and on a specific day, I'll never forget it, a little girl in a white dress walking next to me and had on shoes that were just way too small and had to cut open the front to let her toes stick out. That was kind of the image that really burned into my mind about this issue. And it kind of seemed bite-sized almost. You know, I couldn't wrap my mind around how can I help solve, you know, large medical issues or infrastructure issues or clean water for everybody. But here was this really kind of straightforward issue. These kids with growing feet didn't have access to shoes when their feet would grow. And I thought, hey, this might be a solution. Let's make a growing shoe. So it kind of became something I really held on to in the midst of lots of other things I felt like I couldn't control.
We want to jump into that process in a moment, but Andrew, you got the call. You knew Kenton since childhood. What did you think when he said, hey, let's make some shoes for kids 10,000 miles away?
Yeah, Kenton was just coming back from Africa, so I figured he had some good stories. And told me about this one and this idea, and Kenton has always been a very thoughtful, kind of creative, ideating sort of guy. But this one was interesting. We're not inventors, engineers, designers. We're not experts in that area. So I thought, interesting idea. He showed me his sketches, told me the story. But could we actually make something happen? I don't know.
Well, let's talk about the design process. And if you don't mind, I'm going to hold this shoe up to the mic and hit these snaps here if I could. And
they're a little tough, but yeah, you got it. Oh, nice job.
So what is the basic concept for those who can't see through their radio?
Yeah, so it's a shoe that can grow five sizes. It can grow in three main areas, the front with the posts and the holes that you were just doing there, kind of like the back of a baseball hat almost. On the sides, there are four Velcro straps, which should be louder. Yeah, there it is, that the kids can adjust as their foot grows in that width as well. And then on the back, there's kind of a belt buckle almost for the heel adjustment. So the kids can adjust it right there. And the secret sauce is actually in the bottom of the shoe. The innovative sole allows the shoe to just kind of naturally unfold and flatten out as the foot just naturally grows. Not something that the kids would ever actively adjust, but just as their foot grows, it just kind of lays more flat to fit their foot. But it can grow five sizes and very durable and long-lasting, can last for years. And we're really proud of the shoe that we've been able to create.
Velcro adjusting belts. I have a 10 and 12-year-old at home. These are cost-saving measures, but for some folks, how this could be a shoe that you carry for what? How many years?
You know, in many cases, it can be up to, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. I actually personally wear a pair of them every single day, and I've had mine on for more than 3 years. These shoes really are life-changing for many kids, and we like to say it's a small thing that makes a big difference.
We're speaking with Kenton Lee and Andrew Cruz, founder and president, respectively, of Because International. They make shoes that grow with a child's foot. We'd like to hear from you. You can reach us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We're on Twitter at KBSX915. So you have the idea, you have the shoe, you're a partnership now. How do you distribute? That's always the problem, right? Distribution. How do you get it to people who need them?
Yeah, I can jump in there. So in early 2015, our cause kind of accidentally went viral. And as part of that, people were emailing us, calling us, saying, I want to buy your shoes.
You were profiled by Smithsonian Magazine, was it?
That was one of them.
One of them? Okay, yeah. So other national outlets covered this story.
Right, exactly. And originally we thought, you know, we'll fundraise, we'll make the shoes, we'll get them distributed somehow. But we had churches going on missions trips, nonprofits who sponsor schools and orphanages. People who are just traveling on their own that said, I want to take a bag of your shoes. How can I buy them? And we thought, this is incredible. People will actually cover the cost of the shoes and help us get them distributed, and we have the funds to keep making more. So to date, we've worked with over 1,000, again, nonprofits, churches, individuals traveling who take our shoes. Every 50 pairs packs into a rolling duffel bag. They check them on an airline, and they help us get them to kids in need in almost 100 countries now, yeah.
It's not something we often think about. We love going barefoot on grass or walking through a beach, but what's the real social and health impact of shoes in a developing country?
There are a couple really big reasons why shoes are small things that make a big difference in these areas, and the main one being these developing areas often are not as clean and pristine as beautiful Idaho, as Nampa, where I grew up. And so lack of adequate sanitation, lack of clean water and different things allow diseases and bacteria and just bad things to be in the ground where these kids are living. So often a cut or a scrape on the foot allows diseases to enter the body through the foot. That's one of the main reasons why shoes are not just fashionable. I mean, they serve a function to protect the foot from these diseases. And then another small note, something that I didn't know before I traveled, was that in many areas around the world, school uniforms are commonplace and mandatory in many ways, and shoes are a required part of a school uniform. So without shoes, kids are not allowed to go to school. So shoes really equal health, equal education, and just in a really simple way, just the self-confidence that comes from having your own pair of shoes and a good pair of shoes that fit.
Is an adjustable shoe like this, does it have a market in America?
We think so, don't we, Andrew?
We think it's something that we've been asked, as you can imagine, since early 2015, and it's something we've kind of shelved. We've told people we're focused on the nonprofit and the work that we're doing there. It's not something we're interested in, but eventually we've convinced ourselves also that by offering these shoes here in America, we can further the mission, and we'll be actually running a Kickstarter in July with a new redesigned version that we feel like will market well here in America, we hope.
So that's next, a Kickstarter in July. How has funding been in general?
Funding has been incredible for the nonprofit. The support that we have from around the U.S. and around the world, a dollar here, $20 there, $100, really kind of small things, again, that have made a big difference for us. We love receiving general donations that help us get shoes to kids in need. And then, like Andrew said, we love it when groups who are going on a trip or working with kids can purchase shoes to take with them as they work with their kids. And then, like Andrew also just said, we're excited for this new commercial version. So if people want to support us that way by buying a pair of growing shoes for their child, they can also use that purchase to help get shoes to kids in need. So lots of different ways to be involved.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Kenton Lee and Andrew Cruz, their nonprofit, Because International. We'll have a link on our website.